Yeah, mate, right now in my exclusive vodcast, mate, on the Carlton podcast, mate, an absolute legend, me, joined by a minor legend, Jared Kasia, mate, how yous going?
Oh my God, Guido, so good to see you again, bro. What's happening?
Mate, it's unbelievable for me to be here.
Oh, I'm going to did that roll at the red carpet this time.
Mate, it's fantastic. How amazing is it that I'm here right now talking to some dickhead?
Oh, it's amazing. I'm so happy for you. Did you walk in with your shirt off? It's a lovely day outside.
Well, mate, of course I had to. That degreased the doorways, mate, to get me through. Now, mate, what's going on with yous?
Yeah, I sustained an injury dancing down in Alumbra a couple of weeks ago.
Mate, what move, mate? What maneuver?
It was the electric boogaloo, believe it or not. Yes. It'll get the best of us, won't it, Guido? It'll get the best of us. And like, I went to the extended fish pump.
You just can't do that, mate. You just need training at the dance academy.
And I didn't warm up, didn't have the proper training, and the shoulder slipped out and the rest is now history.
Mate, how much it cost to get it fixed? Because my uncle could have done for easy $200 cash, mate.
Luckily, my cousin Habib, he had a cousin. He knew a cousin that did it for me in the backyard. And, you know, it's feeling pretty good. So hopefully by Stereosonic,
yeah, mate,
I'm pretty good to go again. Huh?
Mate, that's fantastic. Mate, the good news is you're getting a work cover for it.
Oh, did I
get mate?
I get the best combo.
Mate,
I just walked in there with a limp and the neck brace on and they just looked after me straight away.
Mate, you signed up your extended family as well?
Yeah, I did. I got a new son on the way, he's not on the way. I think actually he's arrived.
Mate, he's arrived. Nice.
So I put him on the compo too. I said he tripped over in the kitchen, even though he cannot walk. And he's on the compo too, so it's better for us.
Mate, you've done well. Now, mate, speaking of having a child, mate, well done. And not only well done to you, but well done to the real father. Mate, I think that's great news. Now, mate, you're having a baptism, is that right?
Yeah, baptism is this Sunday. I better get it right, huh?
Now, mate, what's happening with that? Tell me what happens, because I only know the Greek one, but, mate, tell me about what happens with the Maltese, mate.
The Maltese, I think it's pretty similar. We just get the water, tip it on his head, and then we just go drink some ouzo, and that's it.
No, well, you know, they tried to do that to me. And, mate, I was already 78 kilos when I was 3 months old, mate. Good steroids. Mate, the priest think they tried that on me. I snap-kicked him to the balls, mate. Mate, Holy Ghost. He was down for the count, mate. No way.
Let's pray for him.
Now, mate, I said they use Maltese. I want to write something by you because, mate, we don't have a car manufacturing industry here no more, which is a very sad day.
Mm.
What we need to do is bring back specific cars for the people of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Kasia, mate, what sort of features do we need to get in a Maltese Falcon?
The Maltese Falcon, you need a pretty hectic body kit.
Yeah, mate.
With the exhaust.
I love it.
You need the taco just to sit on. Doesn't need to work, but just sit it on the dashboard.
Right on the dash in the middle,
on
mate.
On the dash in the middle.
Mate, angle towards the driver.
And on the driver so everyone can see it.
Yeah, mate.
And you just need
you got to know your tax, mate.
Mate, you do. And you just need the red button. And you know, whenever like some hot chicky babe gets in the car with you, you just say, hey, don't touch the red button whatsoever.
And mate, what about, mate, listen to me here. You just cut a small, mate, in your case, a tiny puny little hole. Mate, in my case, a giant hole.
Fair.
So even when the window is up, you just can hang your arm out and dangle it while you are driving.
And make sure you put like the tanning oil on the arm before you put it out.
Yeah, mate.
So you get the nice tan.
Yeah, mate. Because mate, I'm so tanned and so bronzed that you just look at my arm. It looked like double-baked enamel, mate.
I'm getting a tan off your arm right now in
mate,
the room.
Of course. That is it, mate, of course. Now, mate, I want to talk about your shoulder injury. Mate, you will be out for next year?
Yep.
All right. Now, mate, many years ago, when I was broke the world bench press record of 5,500 tons, I think it's so long ago I cannot remember. But, mate, I slightly popped my shoulder, so I had to get a Rico. Do you know what the most traumatic part of that was?
No, please tell me, Guido.
It was so hard for me even to think about it now. I woke up from the surgery, mate.
Are you okay? Do you need a hug?
Mate, you know what the Skips had done to me? Do you know what they had done?
What did they do?
They shaved my shoulders, mate.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Brought great shame to my village in Greece, mate. It was unbelievable.
That is how long did... What took long to recover from, the shaving of the shoulders or the actual reconstruction?
No, mate, it took, seriously. I woke up at 9, I had to wait till 10:30 till there was fully hair back on my shoulders, mate. It was the longest... 27 minutes. It was the longest time of my life,
oh
mate.
Oh, my God, it would have been. The anticipation of how was it? Did it come back curly or straight?
Mate, it was curly.
Was it thick?
mate, it was business as usual. They're still using it to know, mate.
That's okay.
All right. Mate, it was like your nana's mustache.
Oh, that's pretty thick and hairy,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, mate.
She gets a bit of the lamp shivlaki caught in the mustaka still, mate.
Mate, it's take-home pack. That's what we call it, mate.
Save it for later, huh?
Yeah, yeah, mate. Mate, it's been an absolute honour for you to speak to this legend, Gwede Hatzis. Mate, we look forward to a great season from yous next year.
Thanks, mate.
And, mate, good luck on everything you've done.
Yep.
And, mate, it's been fantastic. Again, I cannot stress this enough. Mate, congratulations to you being a dad. And, mate, all you need to do, you need to ring me up one day. And I'll get Kim, mate, I'll get Jim, Stavros, Theo, mate, the whole of them.
Yeah.
We'll get together, mate. And what we will do, I promise you, we will find the guy who fathered your child.
Thanks, mate. Good to see you. And hopefully talk to you soon. See you down at Northland.